And then you might see somebody who is running a brick and mortar business, and they've been running it for 20 years, and they're kind of tired of it, but they're very successful. They're making really good money, right? Money's not the only measure of success, but let's say they were making really good money. So by most people's eyes, it would look like, wow, they're already doing great. And that person would go, well, I want to build out a whole sales funnel to market this new product. So the recurring theme I found in these sophisticated, more advanced entrepreneurs was interesting, and that was they're not very often content. They're always looking for what's the next thing? What's the next thing I can do? What's the next achievement? Welcome to the Online Course Mastery Podcast, where every week you learn the insider secrets to mastering the online course business so you can transform lives, impact the world, and enjoy the lifestyle business of your dreams. My name is Dave Espino, and I've launched 90 of my own courses myself and helped others make millions with their courses. I want you to be next. And on this show, you'll learn the secrets to online course mastery. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Dave Espino, and today I want to share three things I learned by coaching Russell Brunson's 2 Comma Club members. Now, Russell's 2 Comma Club coaching program is a very sophisticated group of people, and it's also a high ticket program. The people that get involved in the 2 Comma Club coaching program are typically paying $2,500 a month to be a part of this program, and they get all kinds of amazing benefits for that high ticket price. And I was blessed to be a part of this coaching program. I was one of the coaches. And what was interesting about this audience is that this audience is much more sophisticated. They are I would say probably all of them are successful business owners already. They're already successful entrepreneurs in their own right. And they come from all different fields. I mean, I met people that were e-commerce specialists that were doing $1 million a year or more with e-commerce selling on Amazon. I met people who had brick and mortar businesses. I met people who had coaching businesses. I met a karate studio, you know, for kids and things like that. So it was really a wide swath of all different kinds of entrepreneurs. And I was in heaven because I love entrepreneurs. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur all my life. My mission has been to serve entrepreneurs or to help people become entrepreneurs. So it was just an amazing opportunity for me to be able to be in that program and to coach some of these high achievers. I would call them high achievers. And so as I got to know these more sophisticated entrepreneurs, I learned something very interesting about them. And this is something that you probably wouldn't really notice right off the bat, but I noticed this recurring theme, and I thought it was very interesting. It speaks to the mind of the entrepreneur, and that is that somebody could be doing $1 million a year selling on Amazon, and the entrepreneur mind is not happy with that. And I don't mean not happy, not content. That person that was doing $1 million a year on Amazon was very successful in most people's eyes. They might be going, you know what? I want to create an online course about Amazon, about my success on Amazon. And then you might see somebody who is running a brick and mortar business, and they've been running it for 20 years, and they're kind of tired of it, but they're very successful. They're making really good money, right? Money's not the only measure of success, but let's say they were making really good money. So by most people's eyes, it would look like, wow, they're already doing great. And that person would go, well, I want to build out a whole sales funnel to market this new product. So the recurring theme I found in these sophisticated, more advanced entrepreneurs was interesting. And that was they're not very often content. They're always looking for what's the next thing? What's the next thing I can do? What's the next achievement? And so it can be seen as negative, but I think it's positive in that they were always looking to grow and expand and leverage and scale. And I thought that was very interesting because you don't normally think of somebody that's already successful as feeling like I could do more, I could do better, I could grow more. And that was interesting to me because here's people paying $2,500 a month for a very an expensive program. And sure, the benefits were amazing. I mean, there were events that were just for this group of people. as a coach, I got to work those events. I got to go to Denver. I got to go to Phoenix. I got to go to some of these events that were just for the Two Comma Club program. And at the same time, they were always looking for more and always looking to grow. So that's something we can learn. I think all of us can learn from these sophisticated entrepreneurs is always be looking to grow, always be looking to scale, and always be looking to build. Now, let me share with you the three things that I learned from coaching this group. First of all, when you get to these higher levels, these more sophisticated entrepreneur levels, it's more about tailoring the strategies to their specific situations. You see, in the funnel world, in the online course world, in the online marketing world, there are set strategies that work. They're proven to work. There are people doing online marketing for over 20 years now. I've been doing online marketing for 26 years. And in the beginning, everything was being tried and worked on and set up. And now in 2022, there are set strategies that work and that are known to work. And so it's not a guessing game anymore. We're really just, hey, this funnel works best for this. And this strategy works best for this. So now that we're working with these more sophisticated entrepreneurs, it becomes a matter of how do I tailor this funnel that I know works for this situation to this person, to their particular business. So it's about tailoring. It's about customizing. And so that's the first thing I learned is that at these higher levels, we want to be able to tailor the strategies to their specific situations. The second thing I learned in coaching Russell's Two Comma Club program was successful people are super coachable. I was kind of shocked at this. I was kind of surprised because I thought, well, they're already very successful. They've already got their mindset right. They've got a lot of the foundational stuff down already, right? So I thought in coaching these people that it was going to be difficult to coach them because they were going to be set in their ways. Nothing could be further from the truth. I was pleasantly surprised to hear and to see these people were super coachable. They would take that advice and run with it. And sure, if there was something where they thought a little differently than what I was coaching them, usually it was for good reason. They had some other variables that maybe I hadn't thought about. And then we worked together to come up with, again, a more tailored plan for their situation. So what I love about the more sophisticated entrepreneurs and coaching them is that they actually take action on your coaching. Okay, they actually go and do the work. If you give them something to do by the next session, like next week, they get it done. They do it. And so they're super, super coachable. And to me, in my opinion, that's one of the best traits you can have as an entrepreneur is being coachable and being willing to see the blind spots that you're not able to see. But when somebody from outside sees it and points it out, you go, oh, that makes sense. Okay, great. Thank you so much. You know, and just being grateful for the coaching is also another great thing. So the third thing I learned in coaching Russell's Two Comma Club program was that successful people, they respect results. They respect somebody who's gotten results. And they don't look at, like, for example, they don't look at flash or I made this much money or whatever. They respect somebody who's gotten the result that they are looking to get. And so I was pleasantly surprised as I was coaching these people. And sometimes I was coaching them about online courses. Sometimes I was coaching them about sales funnels. Sometimes I was coaching them about getting traffic, different traffic strategies. But what was so cool to see was that they were willing to respect that I had been there, done that, and had the experience to be able to coach them with this. And even at those levels, again, they're very coachable and very willing to work at it and get it going. So not only do they respect somebody who's got results, but they also expect results from themselves. And they can be the hardest on themselves of anybody. So Those are the three things I learned. Number one, at the higher levels, it's about tailoring the strategies to their specific situations. Number two, I learned, pleasantly surprised, that super successful people are also super coachable, willing to redirect and pivot really at a moment's notice. And the third thing is that successful people respect results because they expect results for themselves as well. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I look forward to seeing you all next time. If you like this podcast, be sure to share it with somebody that you care about, and I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for joining me on the Online Course Mastery Podcast. Have you tried launching an online course and it wasn't as successful as you expected? Have you wondered what the difference is between you and people making millions from their course? If that sounds like you and you want to experience online course mastery, you can schedule a call with me. Visit infopreneurcoaching.com to book your call. I've personally launched 90 of my own courses and have coached members of Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, and Russell Brunson's communities, and I can help you learn the secrets to mastering the online course business. Again, head to infopreneurcoaching.com today to set up a call where I'll show you the next steps to success with your online course.